Welcome to the world famous Phil Henry Show, Margaret Gray.
General Galen Shaw.
Yeah, I'm Robert Leonard.
And I'm Bud Dickman.
And I'm Phil Henry. And welcome to our show.
One day, the shadows will surround me.
You like Five Finger Death Punch?
Well, I like the title. I like the name of this group. And every now and again, you play something that...
Every now and again, we play something you like.
Yes.
By the way, when are we going to get your pal on?
Who's that?
John Jerryman.
You know, John said he might call in today. I don't know, Bud. Did you speak with him?
Yeah, Jerryman said he may or he may not.
Mr. Jerryman? And what does that mean, he may or may not?
Well, I'm sorry, Mr. Jerryman.
What did he say?
I guess he said that he may or may not. That's what he said.
Yeah, he may or may not.
You know, Bud...
Phil, would you get him to give us more specific information?
I was just about to say, man. Can't you find out from people anything better than that?
What?
Well, if the guy says, hey, I may or I may not, I mean, that you might as well not even tell me that, you know?
Well, you want to know if the guy's going to call in, don't you?
Yeah, I'd like to know if he's going to call in.
Well, they just say he may.
Or he may not.
What's wrong with that?
Yeah, I don't know. It's kind of half-assed.
Well, I think it's very half-assed. I think we need more specific information. And you can then... Well, how does Phil plan that? What do you do to plan for a guy who may or may not?
What you do is you just keep it at the back of your mind that he will be calling in, get everything set up, and then also keep in the back of your mind that he will not be calling in, so have it all taken down and put back.
Yeah.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
I don't know.
Well...
You know what, Dickman, they're right. Why don't you get a little more specific information?
Well, he may call in.
Yeah, I know, and he may not. So anyway, John Jerryman may call in, and he may not today here on the Phil Henry Show. We also have... Chris Norton is back because, and he wasn't supposed to be back this quickly, but they have a film coming out called Bliss for Six, and the Patriots have filed a trademark for the slogan Blitz for Six.
No, what's that, about six Super Bowls?
Oh, they're going for six Super Bowl wins.
Yeah. And there's some confusion there. Chris is claiming trademark infringement, so we'll talk. You know, the Chris is the cousins with Jeff Doubter, you know that.
Yeah, they're related distantly. Well, maybe not so distantly. They're both idiots.
Yeah, well...
They must share one common primate ancestor.
Yeah, you gotta go back to jungle time.
Hey, man.
All right, so anyway, they Jeff Doubter was the guy that wanted to trademark the idea of going and getting the Shroud of Turin and getting some DNA from it.
Yes, yeah, I know, and cloning Jesus.
Oh, that was sacrilegious.
Well... Whether it was sacrilegious or not, you can't do it. And the reason is that the Shroud of Turin...
Well, hold on for a minute. The reason why you can't do it is because the DNA would be degraded.
Yeah, it would be unuseful.
No, that's not the reason.
Yes, well, Phil, what other reason could it be? If the DNA is that old...
Let me tell you what the other reason is.
No, but I thought the DNA is degraded, but you can still use it.
No, you can't still use it. Look... It takes a certain amount of the DNA, you know, of the stuff to come up with what some clown's ancestor is.
Yeah, why can't you do it?
Because the Shroud of Turin is a phony.
What?
What did you just say?
The Shroud of Turin is a phony. It's not real. It doesn't come from the time of Jesus. It comes from sometime around the Middle Ages or something.
What are you getting at, man?
Yeah, go ahead, spit it out.
I just spit it out for you.
You're telling me and every Christian soul listening that the Shroud of Turin...
Margaret, I don't think this show is that religious that people are going to be flipping out, okay? This isn't like I'm doing Bishop Sheen here.
Well, you're... Wait. Who's Bishop Sheen?
Yeah, talk about Sheen. That's kind of...
Yeah, that's kind of dirty.
Why is Sheen dirty?
Talk about Bishop?
Yeah, sheening it up.
I'm going to belch.
Hey!
Come on. Man, one of these days, Bud.
Yeah. You know, you're the first guy I've ever seen who kept himself from beating my ass.
Yeah, that's right, because Phil, he's got more self-control than the rest of us.
What I'm saying is that's the facts. Whether it's sacrilegious of me or not, the Shroud of Turin is not a real thing.
Now, what are you getting at?
What do you want me to tell you, Margaret?
Don't yell at me, Phil.
All right, it's not real.
When did they determine this?
Yeah, Tina, I remember I read something.
Yeah, they carbon dated it.
They carbon dated it. Do you realize you have to burn something to carbon date it?
Yeah.
And in so doing, you destroy a piece of it. You think that these nuts that are holding the Shroud of Turin, which could very well be the last relic that wrapped the body of Jesus Christ,
They're going to set fire to it?
Jesus.
Well, they're not going to burn the whole thing.
Well, they've got to burn almost all of it.
No, they don't. They just take a little piece. But the fact of the matter is that they looked at the Shroud of Turin, they did carbon date it, and it does not go anywhere back anywhere near as long as 2,000 years to the time of Jesus. It is recent. I think the words that they used was it is recent in origin, and they believe that it was some jive monkey, you know.
That's some guy's trying to pull a fast one?
You're kidding me, man, like a internet prankster or something.
Get out of here.
No, I'm telling you, yeah, that was some guy pulling a prank. Some guy who came up with a phony Shroud of Turin. And do you realize if I'd lived back in those times, it could have been...
Well, Phil, maybe there was a reincarnation of someone, you know, maybe it was you, and now here you are.
Yeah, Phil, what do you haul this in a bag of chips or something?
No, I just thinking with our ability to bullcrap people, we might have...
Might not have made anything. Did that guy make any money?
Yeah, how much did that guy make?
I don't know how much he made.
Yeah, no, there was no percentage in that. The guy that did that, I've got a bet, if that such a guy existed... I got a bet that says that guy did it because he was pissed off at the church and he hated their guts and he wanted to do something to mess them up.
That's a very good point, you know, because what kind of money can you make on something like that?
Yeah, I think there, the days where you could make money or the day that you could make money on chump change in somebody, we're still many hundreds of years in the future and now we're living in them. Okay, so all of that having been said,
Phil and
let's go over to our traffic here with Bob Bacon. Bob?
I go out the Buffett Freeway right now. I don't see yesterday morning I said that they'd have the crap by now, but apparently they don't have anything so down, so they have downtown and it'll be downtown around that they're flopping out there. They're getting flounder, they're serving whitefish too over there, so they're going to try to see that. Well, we're going here to the Skyboy.
I'm on my gut, man. Make me I can see him right now. You're going to be there. Michael's on there. And there's maggots hanging all over the thing. There's going to be rubbish. It's got that thing hanging down right now. I'm going to get a jock strap in it. Until about 11 o'clock this morning. Also, over in the front of the three planes, it's all built down.
Yep.
And they've run it. And they've run it.
All right, well, get a
and let's go to the boys. It's got baby sweat down.
My mommy. I survived. Thank God I survived.
Rugged, durable, can last a long time. It's the Magic Glove. Hello, everyone. Dale Hibber. You remember me from my old show, the Dale Hibber Variety Hour? Well, we had a lot of fun. We sang and we danced. But eventually, my career was over. And all I could do was sit at home and, you got it, grip it, paddle it, spank it all day long. Well, the new Magic Glove helps you do that and in spades. That's right. You might have been spanking it for hours at a time. But with the Magic Glove, it turns into days, weeks, months. Just sitting there, paddling your pony, pumping your dick, doing nothing with your life. The new Magic Glove. Dale Hibbert knows. I spent months at a time spanking my dummy and going, why don't I have work? I should have been making out a resume, right? Yes, the Magic Glove. Dial this number, 777-777. Just keep going. 777-777. Well, that's the devil. No, that's 666-666-666.
Okay.
The Magic Glove. Put it on, spank it, it'll never end. The spanking doesn't stop with the new Magic Glove. New from Highbrow.
What is life like on Mars? What do the creatures there look like? Well, we've been able to figure that out.
Now, come to the Ruggiero Aquarium. Dale Ruggiero and his wife Ethel have created the Ruggiero Aquarium with deep sea creatures in an aquarium. That's right, saltwater fish in an aquarium. And as they guide you through it, they tell you this is probably what it looks like on Mars.
Yes, we feel that could be what Mars looks like. A lot of weird-looking people that have fins and...
Bullshit! Well, it was a shot. World-famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. And don't forget to get a backstage pass to our website because if you get in now, get on the ground floor now, man, then you'll avoid it, avoid the price going up because we are rolling out a new website design here within the next 30 days or so. And we are going to have a new pricing tier. So those of you that are in now and people from like the, you know, late 90s, the early noughties, as they call it.
What do they call it? Oh, yeah, they're calling the 2000 the noughties.
Whatever. Yeah, well, anyway, they're still paying the price of $6.95. Some people are still paying, will still be paying $9.95 or whatever. So, anyway, get a backstage pass and forget everything that I just said. Okay, Margaret, what do you got?
Well, what we have, we got Chris Norton back on the line with us, and Chris is in Hermosa Beach. Chris, is that correct?
That's correct, yeah.
All right, so what is the National Football League's New England Patriots have filed to trademark what?
The National Football League New England Patriots have filed to copyright Blitzresist. And that is...
What is that again?
Blitzresist.
Blitz for six. All right.
Yeah, I mean, every time...
Never mind, all right, Chris, because...
Okay, son, all I'm trying to do is understand what you're saying.
No, you're saying Blitz for six.
Yeah, I know now.
I mean, every time I'm on the show, Mr. Henry, General Shaw is always, what did he say, what did he say?
Because it's tough to understand you, man, okay?
I don't have, I got a slight sinus, I have enlarged sinus cavities. And that, to be honest with you, Mr. Henry, is because a lot of areas of my body are larger and bigger.
Yes, yes, we know all about it. So you got a big fat nose, is that what that means?
Big nose!
No, no, it doesn't mean that. It means...
Never mind.
All right, so it's Blitz for six?
That's what the New England Patriots are, yeah, Blitz for six. But we have finished, we're in pre-production right now, and we're about to do main shooting. All right, we're about to do the main camera work on a film that I wrote along with Steve Meat and Bruce Tutuelio, who is two of our biggest stars.
I lost it.
All right, just say it again, Chris.
I know, but I just feel like the general is...
Son, I swear, I didn't hear the last one.
Bruce Tutuelio.
Bruce Tutuelio?
Yeah, and Steve Meat.
Steve Meat. These two guys helped you write this movie.
Yes, sir. And both of them are adult film actors, too, but they are wanting to branch out and do some writing. Steve Meat is actually real good. I mean, you know the name Steve. Everybody knows the name Steve Meat. And Bruce Tutuelio, everyone knows that. But Steve Meat... You remember Meat Locker? Do you remember...
No, I don't. I don't remember adult films the way you do.
All right, well, I mean, I've got one of the largest collections.
Yeah, you do. Mr. Norton does have a pretty big collection of it.
Pretty big, yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, I gotta get where you're coming from there.
All right, all of the double entendre aside, so you have now this situation with the NFL and you have this movie. Tell us about the film and how this is in conflict with the Patriots.
Well, here's the thing. The Patriots have copyrighted Blitz for Sis, and you were mentioned, Mike, you mentioned Jeff, Mr. Henry, when he tried to copyright The Shroud of Turin.
Right.
Well, I mean, I love my cousin, but he's not quite as bright as I am. I mean, just from the standpoint of I think I know the law a little bit better than he does, and I know that you're not going to copyright cloning a guy, and... You know.
Never mind about that. Okay, tell us what you're talking about here.
All right. Okay. So
I'm sorry I brought up Jeff because it's confusing to everybody.
Well, look, Blitz for Sis is the name of the film we're doing. It's about three couples that go to Mexico, and they're celebrating the fact that they don't have any disease because the movie takes place in the 80s. Okay, Mr. Henry.
Yeah.
And back in the 80s, everybody was afraid that they had either herpes or they were afraid that maybe they did have, you know, AIDS or something like that. And so these three heterosexual couples, one of which, by the way, one of the guys is Steve Meat, and the other is Bruce Italian. Then a third guy is Bob Bone, who you know about.
Well, I've heard you mention him.
Yeah, this Bob Bone keeps coming up, doesn't he?
Yeah, he keeps coming up, all right.
Yeah, I bet he does.
Okay, you guys.
Well, I mean, Mr. Henry.
You know something? I'm going to walk out of here.
I'm sorry, but you said Bob Bone keeps popping up.
No, I said he keeps coming up.
All right.
I thought you said popping up, too.
No, she didn't. She said it keeps coming up.
Well, it's the same difference.
I mean, that was it. I mean, I was simply reacting. I'm sorry, Mrs. Gray. I didn't mean to be dirty or anything.
Oh, I'm sure that you didn't. All right, so it's Steve Bone, Bob Meat, and who else?
Who's to tell you? And the actresses are Kimby Camberley. It's Dana Slutt, and then the Sally Slutt. That's the three there.
Dana Slutt and Sally.
God damn, man, you're laughing at that?
Yeah, you have a right to make a living, Mr. Henry.
Hey, look at Bud. Don't start taking a side of Jeff because you want to work on the set on one of these movies, all right?
You just belched, didn't you?
Yeah, I'm trying not to belch. Thanks for...
So anyway, so what about it?
What about what?
What about it, man? What's about the movie?
Oh, yeah. So anyway, these three couples go to Mexico, and their whole trip is they're, thank God we're disease-free, you know, because they all had their AIDS tests. They all got checked out for herpes. They intended to go to Mexico to party and to party down and to, you know, just have sex. And, you know, multiple partner sex and different positions and everything, which we do cover. But first, they go to the doctor to find out if they got a disease. So they all get their tests back, and they're like, yeah. And that's where the movie begins. They're walking out of the doctor's office. They're comparing each other's tests. They throw the tests in the air, and then we have bliss for cis. You know what I'm saying, Mr. Henry?
All right, so that's bliss for cis.
No. See...
That, but you see, this is why we can't understand this kid.
Chris, the sinus condition, it sounded like...
It's bliss for cis.
Oh, it's bliss for six.
Yeah, and that's the whole thing, because the Patriots have got bliss for cis, which is different, you know.
The Patriots are doing blitz for six,
and the Jeff Dowder movie...
I'm Chris Norton, man.
Oh, okay, Matt. Well, you know, listen, I don't know all of the ins and the outs here.
My name is Chris.
This is Chris. Jeff's the other guy.
All right, and so your movie, Chris, is bliss for cis.
No, it's... Oh, God.
For six.
I'm sorry, yeah, bliss for six.
Yeah. Because it's cis people who are going to Mexico.
Well, you know, Chris, you should calm down a little bit because you are difficult to understand.
Oh, I've been hearing that my whole life, man. People understand me real good. I'm a telemarketer, okay? I'm on the phone all the time. Right now, I'm about ready to jettison my telemarketing gig, and I'm about ready to go full-time on a movie set and everything. And I'll tell you something else, man. When I'm doing my telemarketing and I say to people, hey, we got pen pencil set, we got a set of cis, or if you want a set of cis, and I'll tell you what, we can... expedite it to you. It's free of charge. We'll just be like a special delivery if we expedite it, you know.
See, I can't understand anything you just said.
Well, I sell a lot of pen and pencil sets, especially the set for cis. And,
set for six?
Yeah, there's cis pens and cis pencils. And we...
All right, okay.
Oh, man, so anyway, who cares, man? Tell us about the movie.
I would like to talk about a movie. Everybody's talking to me about cis. It's called Bliss for Cis.
All right, so the six people go to Mexico.
Yeah, six people go to Mexico. And then they're involved in wild cis. And, I mean, the movie is a lot of fun. And we got to shoot it, Mr. Henry, down in Baja at the old Potrero Motel on the beach there.
Yeah. Do you have some of the good old lobster they have there?
Yeah, we had the lobster and we had a beer, and it was sweet. It was extra special. So we we'll do the principal photography now down there with Bliss for Cis.
We're talking here with Jeff Dowder. All right. Now you have the problem with the New England Patriots.
Yeah, I mean I've been shooting and I've been doing a principal photography and I've been doing a pre-production on Bliss for Cis for a long time, and the New England Patriots come out with Bliss for Cis. And I mean, what's that about?
No, I'll tell you what. What are you gonna do, man?
I mean, I'm filing a challenge that I had to fill out myself because I don't really want to go and hire. I don't want to spend a lot of money on legal. You know what I'm saying, Mr. Henry?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to spend a lot of money on legal.
All right, you don't want to hire an attorney.
Yeah, I just don't want to spend a lot of money on legal. Although I know your husband is great.
Well, Frank is an entertainment attorney. I don't know if he knows copyright law. Phil, you have a copyright attorney?
I have a copyright attorney downtown. Do you want to talk to him?
I just said I don't want to spend money on legal.
Yeah, probably because you don't have the money.
No, man, that's not it at all, man. That's not it. I could afford. I could afford Perry Mason if I wanted to, man, and Matlock. Okay, so just, you know, back off, man. But Bliss for Cis, and Bliss for Cis is important to me, but I'm not going to go out and hire Perry Mason and Matlock for Bliss for Cis, even though New England Patriots probably got Matlock for Bliss for Cis, see?
All right, the New England Patriots for Bliss for Cis.
Yeah, Bliss for Cis, and our film is Bliss for Cis. And I've told, you know, when I filled out the paperwork, it said, what do you want? I mean, I went down to the courthouse.
Now, you know that filling all that paperwork out is very, very complex, and you really need to know what you're doing.
I'm fine, Ms. Gray. It said, what do you want? I go, you know, I want to sue the New England Patriots for Bliss for Cis. And they're like, okay, where do you live? All this. And I was there the better part of a day, and then I messed it up, and I had to tear it up and throw it away, and I started again. So that was another 5 hours.
How long were you there?
About 10 hours.
And you think that's better than hiring an attorney?
I think I know, you know, my own legal case, so...
Hey, all right, so, Jeff, you're going to be taking on the New England Patriots that can afford all kinds of lawyers. They can drag this stuff out. And when a company like the New England Patriots, when an organization like the New England Patriots...
Well, they're not really a company, Mr. Henry. They're a team.
It's a company, okay? They've got a product that they sell.
Well, I doubt if anybody sees it that way.
Yeah, they're mostly a team.
Do you understand what I mean by they've got a product to sell?
Well, all right. So how is them selling their product, which I assume you're saying is football, right?
Yeah, it's football.
Okay, what about Blitz for Six?
Blitz for Six is a slogan they're going to use to get the sixth Super Bowl. Your movie is called Bliss for Six. Now, it sounds similar, but it is completely different, and I don't think any court will hear it. I could get Frank on the phone.
If you wouldn't mind.
Oh, you're going to waste Frank's time with this stuff.
Excuse me, General, he's my husband.
I'm just saying the man is very busy.
Excuse me, he's my husband.
All right, Margaret, we can...
Now, get Frank on the line. I'd like to talk to him.
All right, just hold on for a minute, will you? Man, be looking at me and tell me what to do.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying that would probably help out, but I don't want to bug him or anything like that.
There he is, yeah. You knew he was at the Bellagio?
No, I just called up the number you gave me.
All right. Frank, it's Phil Henry. Are you there?
No, wait, he's not there yet.
Well, where is he?
He's in a can.
Well, what did he do? Leave his phone laying on the table?
Yeah.
Is Frank Gray there?
Hold on, Jeff.
Hey, Frank Gray, how you doing?
Hey, Mr. Gray, it's Chris Norton, sir. How are you?
It's great. I thought the Henry show.
Yeah, we're on the...
Hey, we're right here, Frank.
I'm going to back away from here. I'm rolling some dice, Margaret.
Yes, I know. Frank's taking a few days off.
What can I do for you?
Well, Chris is interested in filing a lawsuit against the New England Patriots for the use of the term Blitz for Six. Chris has done a movie or is planning on filming a movie called Bliss for Six. And he wonders what the what the upside or the downside or whatever the hell you want to call it is. I mean, he's just figuring out, you know, has he got a case?
Yeah, all right. So you there?
Yes, sir. This is Chris Norton.
And I'm just saying, you know, the movie that I want to do is Bliss for Sis.
You want to do a movie called Bliss for Sis?
No, Bliss for Sis.
It's called Bliss for Six.
Okay, Bliss for, okay. And the Patriots are...
And the New England Patriots, sir, have filed paperwork to trademark Bliss for Sis.
Blitz for Six.
What is it with Henry? Why is she having to interpret?
Chris has a bit of a sinus problem.
I've got a little bit of a sinus problem. I don't say the thing is that pronounced or anything. All right, so Phil, just tell me, what do you want me to do?
Well, sir, I'm wondering if you will represent me in a lawsuit against the New England Patriots so that I can maintain Bliss for Sis and they will not go forward with Bliss for Sis.
Blitz assist? What the fuck is...
All right, hold on, Frank, will you?
I'm at the table right now. I'm saying if you... The New England Patriots, let me tell you about the New England Patriots. I know all about them because I know Robert Kraft. She's been a very dear friend for many years. And when Bob Kraft bought that pile of junk called the New England Patriots, I told her, I said, you're making the biggest mistake of your life. And I still say that.
How can you say that? They've won all those championships.
I'm telling you right now, that team is going to kill her. It's going to kill her, and she's one of the greatest businessmen that I've ever met in my life, and I love Bob as a brother. That's how dear to me she is. But if you think you're going to go up against Bob Kraft is the Prince of Darkness. She is everything dark, black, and threatening and foreboding about life. If you take her on in a court of law...
Sir,
hold on, I'm not done yet. If you take Bob Kraft on in a court of law, She is literally a dark force that will linger in that courtroom long after the trial is over and will hover over your life for the rest of your life. She is a evil power that...
Okay, I think we've got it, Frank, you know.
All right, I just thought I'd try to make myself clear.
Oh, so Frank, you're saying that Robert Kraft is a good friend of yours, and I know that, but... That he's the evil presence.
I'm just trying to tell this kid here, Norton, that if she tries to take on Robert Kraft... Now, what are you doing? You're doing a movie?
Oh, yes, sir. I'm doing a movie. It's called Bliss for Sis. It takes place in Mexico.
Okay, and I imagine it's a porn movie, is that it?
Yes, sir.
Well, who's in it?
Well, we got Bob Meat.
Okay, I know Baya. Jesus. How about this?
Frank, these are all people that you knew back in your producing days?
Well, I know. I've heard of her. Bob Meat's one of the top porn stars... And then who else?
Well, wait, we got Sally Slutt.
Yeah, I know him.
All right, you've got, so Bob Meach, he's terrific, and Sally Slutt, you ought to see the pair on him. I'm telling you right now.
Okay, so...
What's your problem?
Nothing.
All right, Frank, so what's the upshot on this?
The upshot on this, Chris, if I were you, and I'm not you, you know, I can't be you. You're a young man, and, you know, Phil, I would say to you, and I would say to Chris, I would say to Chris that she's got every right to file a lawsuit against Bob Kraft, but Bob Kraft will eat her up, not spit her out, but eat her up and digest her, and then I'm sorry, Chris, but you will go right out the ass of darkness. That's Bob Kraft. She is a force of darkness, a force of black evil with an anus, and you will be shit.
All right, thanks for that, Frank.
Well, Phil, you want honesty, I'm trying to give you honesty.
So, Frank, you're saying give it up, huh?
Give it up, don't do it. You have a slogan there, Chris, called Bliss for Six, and the New England Patriots have Blitz for Six. There's no similarity. You don't have to worry about that. I'm sure they're going to trot out Belichick and Tom Brady, and of course she'll you know, tell everybody how wonderful she is, and Belichick, she'll talk about how wonderful she is. And so I don't think that's got anything to do with your movie, you and Bob Meade and Sally Slutt, because he, like I said, you show the audience his pair, and when everyone sees how hung she is, you know.
All right, thanks a lot, Frank, okay?
All right, I got to get back to the...
Frank Gray.
You know what, Phil, I love you and I love Frank, but I wish you would have cut that off sooner.
Yeah, what are you supposed to do? It's Frank Gray.
He probably would have flipped his lid. So do you hear what he said there? Chris, if you're there, where's...
Oh, sorry, hung up, Chris. Get him back here. But, I mean, what he's saying there is that just forget it, you know?
Well, he may be saying forget it, but... And maybe I will, you know.
I mean, he's saying that there's enough of a difference between those two slogans, Chris, that it doesn't matter.
Well, okay.
You see, darling, so you can do Blitz. They're doing... What are you doing?
I'm doing Blitz for Six.
And they're doing Blitz for Six.
And they're doing Blitz for Six. Yeah, it's totally different.
Well, I'm not really sure, but I'll go ahead and roll the dice. You know, like what Mr. Gray was doing there, I'll roll the dice to check it, to take my chances with a Blitz for Six.
All right, we're looking forward to it, to see your film,
Bliss for... You know, I would see your movie if it wasn't filled with all kind of dirt and filth. I'm a married man, although maybe I'll see it on the, you know...
Well, now, if Patsy's listening...
Oh, she's...
I'm not going to see it because I don't like that kind of film.
Even though I've got Bob Meade.
I don't give a damn if you've got Bob Meade.
Bob Meade is pretty...
Yeah, that's great. Well, we can't wait to see Bob Meade. Anyway, good luck and...
All right, everybody. So I just wanted to let you know that Bliss for Sis, and that'll be coming out hot on the heels of Mars Sex Express.
If I hear about that Mars Sex Express one more time...
I swear to God, it's coming out, man. We've been held up in distribution.
In what?
Distribution.
Distribution. Okay. Thanks, Chris.
Right. Don't forget Bliss for...
Chris Norton, folks. Bliss
for Six.
Bliss for Six.
Yes!
This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. Coming up next, we have Dean Wheeler. And Dean Wheeler... This is Dean Wheeler's what? This is...
Post-election getaway.
Post-election getaway.
We'll find out what that's about. We come back with Dean Wheeler on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Hello, everybody. This is Chris Norton, and I hope you will come see Bliss for Sis. This is a film will be set in Mexico, and it will be with cis people, and all cis of them have just gotten the doctor's report. They don't have syphilis, gonorrhea, or herpes, or any disease that will keep them from having Bliss for Sis. In Mexico, produced and directed by me, Chris Norton, for Norton Explodes.
See Bliss for Six, produced and directed by Chris Norton, another Norton Explodes production.
We'll see you there. It'll be excellent. It's going to be exciting. It really will.
Years ago, we braved the wild dust and some of the inhospitable elements of the West to settle down out here. And settle we did, like so many millions of other Americans. We settled out here and we started Bonnie's Stuffed Toys. Hello, everyone. My name is Bonnie Brown. My wife is John. I know our names are weird, and what we do for a living is weird. And I have to tell you, what we did to survive was weird. Because rather than fight Indians, we went ahead and sold our bodies to them.
Come to Bonnie's Stuffed Toys. Generations of Bonnie and John's family stuffing toys and selling them to you.
The price is right? Why not? Think of everything we did to come west.
Bonnie's Stuffed Toys.
and stuffed animals.
That's right. The spirit of the Old West is alive at Bonnie's Stuffed Animals.
Welcome back to the Phil Henry Show. Dean Wheeler. Here's a guy we haven't talked to in a long time. Dean Wheeler in Northern California. And this is called, Dean has, of course, Wheeler Resorts.
Well, it's been a long time, too, in trying to get Wheeler Resorts up and running. They had all kinds of different problems. And I know that Dean is just now starting to get everything back to where it should be. Dean, how are you? And welcome to the
program. It's been a while, Phil, as you mentioned. And a lot of that is my fault. I've been pursuing different opportunities with Amarillo, as well as making sure that our resort is functioning properly.
Well, now, tell me about this. Is called the post-election getaway?
It's actually called the post-inaugural getaway. It was the post-election getaway, and I hadn't freshened up the copy. The post-inaugural getaway is for all of us in America to just get away from, finally, once and for all, the politics. You know, let's face it, Phil, you and a lot of the people you know, and Margaret, a lot of people you know, and I imagine there's a lot of folks listening, are not maybe as happy as they would be with the outcome of the election.
All right, well, I mean, I'm not going to sit there and belabor it.
All right, well, that's fine, but what we do is try to help you get over it at our post-inaugural getaway, and let me have the... Now, I sent over the menu.
Yeah, I got a menu here, so...
All right.
And we'll just read down here, and we really want people to come to Wheeler Resort and enjoy this getaway, because we've got something for everyone. You start out, we sit you in a bucket of ice to cool you off. This is a special kind of ice. A lot of people love the spas, and they love the saunas, okay? Mr. Hendry?
Right.
But cooling off when you first come to the resort is just as important.
Now, what if it's cold weather?
Oh, I doubt very much that it's cold weather, because what we do is we bring you into the lobby, we check you in, where we keep the temperature unnaturally warm, so you're ready to sit down, and we slide the bucket of ice up behind you, and I'll say, go ahead and have a seat in this cooling ice.
Are people sitting in it in their clothes?
Yeah, and what I do is I kind of rub my rear end a little bit and go, yeah, believe me, after what you've been through, it's going to feel good.
All right, so this being a post-inaugural getaway, the bucket of ice represents what? People are butthurt?
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking.
No, I don't put it that way. No, I don't.
Oh, you know what? I didn't even get that.
Yeah, you say that people are butthurt.
No, I don't think of it that way. I think that, you know, we're trying to get everyone to de-stress after the election.
These guys are standing in the lobby.
What guys?
All right, the people that are checking in.
Yeah, they're my customers.
All right, they're standing in the lobby. It's unnaturally warm. You slide in a bucket of ice behind them?
Yes, we do, Mr. Hendry, because what we're doing is, from the minute you hit the door, you are at the Wheeler Resort, and you are being pampered by us.
All right, so the man is fully clothed, and he sat down in ice.
Yes. Yes, he is. And you know why? Because you have got to get relief right away. And what we'll do is we'll look at them and we'll smile and we'll rub our rear ends. Yes, you're right. It's about being butthurt. But it's about much, much more than that.
Yeah, but see, now you're saying people, you're making fun of them.
Exactly. You're mocking them. So how many people are going to want that?
They're going to want it, because what we give them then is a complimentary cocktail. And we also give them a complimentary ceviche, which is a beautiful little seafood cocktail that they can have while they're sitting in the ice. So I can tell you right now, Mr. Hendry, when you give people these different complimentary items, they will enjoy themselves even more.
So you're thinking that people are going to sit down in this ice, look at you rubbing your own rear end.
Yeah, because you're openly mocking them.
No, I am not. I'm trying to get them to sit down and shut up. Not shut up. I shouldn't have said that.
Yeah, see, because you're a Trump supporter, right?
I don't want to get into that, Mr. Hendry.
But you're a Trump supporter, right?
I don't want to get into that, Mr. Hendry.
So you're mocking people that didn't support Trump.
I don't want to get into it.
Yeah, I know, Mr. Hendry.
That's right. That's right.
All right, so then what?
All right, well, after, you know, it's interesting, Phil. I'm trying to tell you something here. I took a break from my workout because we're about to start our spring season, and I'm trying to get in shape. I'm here in the gym, and I've only got these machines for a few minutes, and I've taken a break from this to talk to you about our post-inaugural getaway.
All right, well, you know, Dean, good for you that you're lifting. Are you lifting weights?
Of course. I'm lifting free weights.
You know, everybody on this show that we have as a guest is pumping is pumping iron or something.
Well, what's so weird about that?
Yeah, what's weird about that?
I don't know. It's just...
Phil thinks it's funny that a man wants to stay in shape.
A man wants to stay in shape?
Yeah, I heard that. You know, General, you could use a little iron pumping.
Don't worry about it, pal. I pump enough iron as it is.
Yeah, I bet you do with the magic glove.
Was that right? Come on.
You guys are real paddle. You know what? You guys are spanking it morning, noon, and night.
Hey, Dean, let me just take care of what I got going on here. So you sit people down in a bucket. We're talking to Dean Wheeler from Wheeler Resort about his post-inaugural getaway. And this is for a couple for two?
A couple for... What did you say?
Is this for two people?
Yes, it's for two people.
That's not a couple for two.
It's for two people.
Yes, for two people. And then we lift you up out of the ice. We immediately... I guess you're not going to like this... But we do give you, and I'll tell you something, Mr. Henry, people smoke cigarettes, people chew gum, people do a lot of things orally to try to relieve tension. And I'm not talking, Dickman, about what's ever going around in your dirt-filled mind.
That's what you're saying about doing oral.
But shut up or you're going to really be hurt. Very seriously hurt.
Okay.
All right, go ahead.
Wow.
Well, you know what, Bud? You ought to know better.
Wow.
Yeah, he's always doing that.
That's right, Dean. I'm sick and tired of his filthy mind and the filthy things that he thinks.
You're talking about oral. You're talking about...
Don't say it.
Dick.
Oh, wow. It sounds like you put the hurt on him.
You better believe it.
All right, son, just lay down over there.
What, are you dumb, bud?
Yeah.
Back to business at hand. Tell me about...
Business at hand? You know, you beat him up for saying, now you're all of a sudden with the jerk-off.
Dean, I'll come through the phone and put the hurt on you.
Okay. So what we do is, because people carry a lot of tension, Phil, orally, and this is something Freud taught us, the first thing we do is you get up out of the bucket of ice, you turn, and we've got a pacifier that we stick.
Right in their mouth.
Yes.
No, and you're not mocking them at all, are you?
Look, Phil, you'd be surprised. You think I'm mocking them. This is exactly what someone needs who let the election tense them up so much because their guy didn't win that they need to sit in a bucket of ice and have a pacifier put into their mouth. Am I mocking them? No. I'm giving them what they need. They need to relax. Yes, the sphincter, if you will.
The sphincter?
Yes, that's correct. And then they need to relax the jaws. So we put the pacifier in their mouth. And, all right, I guess you won't like this, but we have a cocktail of warm milk that...
Oh, warm... So baby is going to be put to bed, huh?
Well, yeah, as a matter of fact, because...
You know, Wheeler, you were...
What? I'm what? Were you about to say that I like sex with animals?
Yes. That's right. You're the kind of guy that probably likes sex with animals.
Goodbye.
You can't hang up.
God.
Dean, all right, so the pacifier, then the warm milk, then what?
Then we put a bonnet on them, and we carry you to bed. Now, people think that that is insulting. I'm sorry if it is or not. Is that my machine? Hold on, Phil. Just need to do two reps. That's one. That's two. Thank you.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah? Have you got guns like these? No, you don't. So...
I got guys coming on this show every day, or it seems like every day, talking about their guns. Every time they do a rep, it sounds like they're having knitting needles shoved up their ass. You know.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about. It sounds kind of weird. I'm here working out.
All right, well, we're talking here with Dean Wheeler about the post-inaugural getaway. Do you specify this is for people that voted for Hillary Clinton?
No, we do not. No, we do not. But we do ask people, are you happy? You know, you're coming to our post-inaugural getaway. Are you feeling good? And people will say, yes, we are. And we'll say, all right. I'll tell you what. We do not yet have the post-inaugural getaway up and running. If they say to us, no, we're not, we're very depressed, then we'll say, yes, the post-inaugural getaway is now on.
But wait a minute, honey. If I answer an ad in a newspaper, I want the post-inaugural getaway.
Yeah, we'll just say to them, we're sorry, We had some problems. We'll give you a discount on the room. You can stay here. That kind of thing.
And what if they hear from one of the other guests, hey, we just did the post-inaugural getaway?
That we don't let that happen, because what we're doing is we're following every couple. We have what we call a monitor, an individual who follows each couple and overhears what they're saying. If they begin to talk to another couple about it, they interrupt. They walk in as if they just happen to be a lost guest and say, oh, hi, oh, I'm lost. Will you help me?
This sounds like the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. All of this so you can put a nipple in some guy's mouth and have him sit in a bucket of ice and say that he's ass hurt.
No, not all of that. This is a real and, I think, a very critical need. And for us to affect this, we have to keep these people separate. And there's no other way of doing it.
You have a monitor that follows them around and overhears their conversation.
Man, you know, you laughing, Mr. Henry, reminds me of so many of the times I was on your program, and you laughed, and you laughed, and you laughed.
That's right, Dean, and we're probably going to do more of it tonight.
All right. The first time we opened Dean Wheeler's Resort for, what, 2 or 3 years, and you guys are there just, ha, ha, ha! Because that's exactly...
No, we haven't done that.
That is exactly what you've been doing. A big laugh, and I'm trying to open it up.
Dean, don't start crying, because I've had a lot of guys crying over the last week.
Well, I'm sorry, Mr. Andrew, but that's the way you treat people. Hold on for a minute. Hey, that's my machine. Yeah. Hold on, will you?
Yeah, I know. You got to do another rep.
I'm doing my legs. Just wait. That's one. I couldn't quite make that one. Let me try it again.
Will you knock it off, please, okay? Because we got to get this interview done.
All right, I'm starting.
All right, so let's do a Wheeler Resort, the post-inaugural getaway at Wheeler Resort, and call up Wheeler Resort for reservations, huh?
Yeah, but if you, I can say it right now, if you're happy that Trump won, you won't like the post-inaugural getaway. This is really for people who are butthurt, need a nipple in their mouth, a bonnet on their head, and warm milk. And we'll be very...
All right, Dean Wheeler, ladies and gentlemen, with the stupid, assholic idea.
Well, Phil, you know, you've got to be a little bit more objective than that. You can't just say...
Now, you can't really just judge a man, you know.
Yes, I can. With the stupid, assholic idea of the post-inaugural getaway here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. We thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Now, tonight, I'm going to be going off to our acting class, and we may or may not have a... We may or may not have a best of for tomorrow. I don't know. I never know.
Telling people you're going off to your acting class and we may or may not have a best of. Good God.
Yeah, Darren, it sounds like you're all Mr. Movie Star.
But yeah, no, I'm going to an audition class.
Don't that was kind of bad.
Henry, why don't you, you know, go to your audition class and put in a day's work, too? Hey, man, I work 7 days a week around here.
Oh, God, here we go again.
I'll take it up with you later on, okay?
What are you doing?
I'll do the end. There's the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Just get going.
Get lost!
The world-famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico, produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One. Jesus.
That was it.
It's my show.
Get out of here, man.
Come on, get out of here. Lock the door.